Jackie Cation, Lori Kilmartin. Jackie Cation, Lori Kilmartin. It's the Jackie and Lori Show. The Jackie and Lori Show. It's the Jackie and Lori Show. The Jackie and Lori Show.
You went to Spain. You said it in the ad. You said it out loud. How was it? Was it amazing?
It was really cool. It was a lot of fun. It was, we went on, it was the cheapest place to go to in Europe at when we were buying tickets was Barcelona.
Oh, wow.
Reykjavik, I was thinking of, but I don't know. It was Barcelona. There's four of us going. So even if it was $50 cheaper, that really is like a big savings. $100 cheaper. You know what
Greg
I mean?
Greg Fitzsimmons used to do a bit about how him and his wife would vacation on the power of the dollar. And they were like, it feels slightly rude, but we had to do it. We went to Bali.
Sure.
I don't know what you, the dollar goes really far. Okay.
I think it goes farther in Asia, in parts of Asia than other places. We had to fly to Copenhagen and then to Barcelona, and we went the same routing on the way back. So the meals we had in Copenhagen, and they were very few, were incredibly expensive. I was like, this is a great city and I want to spend time here, but it would be horrible. It would be incredibly pricey, but Spain was super, super affordable. And so we went to Barcelona for a night just to get our bearings. And then we did 1 week in the country near a mountain, near Montserrat, which is like this large mountain, kind of like in Eastern Spain before you start marching towards France, you know?
Okay.
And
were you planning on marching on France? Please.
Yes, I will attack. everyone's in danger. So we stayed in this like country Airbnb, and the house is like 200 years old, and it was really, really cool. And everyone had a little place. It was me. Here's our group. Me, my son, my son's brother, and my son's father. So this is the first time my son has been on a family vacation, mm-hmm. you know, and there's like, if you're a single parent, you're always thinking of like, oh, what they're missing out on and stuff. And so that's always been like, oh, you never had that, you know, thing. Well, he did now, and we had a good time and everyone got along and.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's cool. So we did a week there in the mountains, and we went, you know, some hiking, and we went to see this really old monastery from the 1200s, and just beautiful, incredibly beautiful stuff.
That's
and then
neat.
We went to the next week, we went to the beach. So southern Spain, this place called Sant Salvador, and it's in this part called El Vendrell, and the beach, I mean, it was so clean and pretty. The water it wasn't warm, but it wasn't cold. It's not like California at all. It's like you acclimate to the water, like as soon as you dive in, you're not freezing. No kelp, no seaweed.
Was it on the ocean?
Mediterranean.
Was it on the Mediterranean?
Yeah, yeah. No kelp, no seaweed. Okay. And it's not rocky at the bottom. It's sandy. And so it was just, it's like that really pretty blue, light blue color. It was really.
Were you
really
the only tourist there? Or was it
no, busy? There were some tourists. They're still in school, so their tourist season hasn't really started. But a lot of, we did drive into Barcelona for 2 days to see different things. We saw some flamenco dancing, which is really cool.
Yeah.
In this incredible theater. And then another day we went out and we went to see Sagrada Familia, which is this incredible church. Built by this guy named Gaudi, and he died. It was like his Gaudi. Lifelong yeah. opus, right?
Yeah.
And he spent, I don't know, 50, 40 years on it. And he died at the age of 70 before it was finished. So they're still finishing it.
Oh, they're still working on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I guess a lot of the scaffolding has come off, you know, but they're still doing stuff. And it's so beautiful. I can't even describe it. It's just, it has to be seen. So there's a lot of Americans inside there. And I was like, oh, we all figured out. Our Barcelona was the cheapest place to go.
It was mostly
a lot of Americans. A lot of Americans.
Of the tourists.
In Barcelona, a lot of Americans. Yeah. Like, I couldn't get away from American accents, right? And my son forgot his... Yes, my son forgot his mask, so I had to go into Sagrada Familia without a mask. I was like, oh my God, please don't let this be how I get it. But it's so huge, and they had two giant doors that were open. I was like, maybe it's...
Vaulted ceiling?
Maybe it's ventilated enough. And so whatever, I didn't get it because I had to take a COVID test to come home.
They just canceled that.
They did the day after, which would have really changed our whole day because we had to get to the airport at like 1 to get a COVID test, and our flight didn't leave till 7. And so, you know, kind of fucked things up, but whatever, it's fine. And then we saw the Picasso Museum on the afternoon of Sagrada Familia. And that was really cool.
Yeah. I've always wanted to go to that.
Yeah. There's a bunch of them. Like he was in Barcelona very, very small time. There's a big one in Madrid, I guess. And,
I've just seen, there's so many Spanish travel shows right now. So there's always a Picasso Museum, and they're always like, oh, look, that looks fascinating.
Well, the dude was prolific. He could fill 1,000 museums with just great works. Right.
Yeah.
And part of me, like, I had Hannah Gadsby's special in my head while I was, I was looking at all these pictures of ladies. I'm like, all right, he exploited, but you know, whatever, he is who he is, you know,
I don't think I vaguely remember that. I heard a great joke this week. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, well, tell me later. Put a pin in that. I didn't know this. Guernica, you know, his opus, right? This giant painting about the Civil War in Spain got him kicked out of Spain for the rest of his life. So he lived in France, and, you know, he had a nice life, but he was never allowed to return to Spain, which, you know, I guess that's payback for fucking a 17-year-old. wow, that laugh was, I'm on my phone and not listening, but I know she's pausing for a laugh. I know that laugh. So I'll make a noise. So it was a lot of fun. My son's brother is still here. So they're having a great time. My son, it's weird because he's an only child most of the time, but he was such an annoying little brother this whole last 2 weeks. It's been really fun to watch, even though I'm just like, shut the fuck up. He just can't stop saying dumb things and talking, but it's also really, it was really fun to watch.
Right. Cause that is also an experience as a younger sibling.
Oh, sure. My gosh. Yeah.
And what, how was the Spanish? Did they all speak Spanish?
Well, you no, speak Spanish? I mean, I remembered a little bit. His brother went to an immersion school in San Antonio. So he's got a lot of Spanish in his head, and he's around the rest of the family, and they speak Spanish, you know, intermittently. So it doesn't feel like homework, you know, and all that. But he started teaching himself Catalan in Barcelona, or in both of the places. He was just working on his Catalan, because it's not super different from Spanish, but it's different enough where it's, you know, it's like separate. And so he was like, maybe I'll move here. Like, he was talking about moving to Spain, like, you know, getting a graduate degree there. And I'm like, just as long as you influence your little brother, that's all I care about. All I want is my son to, like, feel like Europe is a second home, so he will actually use the passport that I worked so hard to get him
and get the
fuck out of this fucking monstrous country if he wants to.
I have I worked with a Spanish woman at a movie theater in the stupidest 3 months in London that I ever lived in, in 1989, where I worked at a movie theater and she worked at the movie theater. And she could not have been more obnoxious about South America and Central American, like, essentially the conquered people that Spain had conquered. She was like, their Spanish sucks. And I was like, calm yourself. And she was like, it's just so horrible. And I said, I don't speak any of it. So do you dislike me? And she's like, no, you're funny. And I'm like, you're a piece of work. And then we got drunk and it didn't matter anymore. And then she got mad because I drank too much. And she was like, it's Boxing Day, no liquor stores are open. And I was like, damn it. And then the other thing, I literally, Andy's mom moved in. She's lived in for 1 week. And
I want to hear everything.
It's, well, it's going to work. It's just a lot of moving parts. We had to drive up 4 days this week and still unload things. And
wow.
My favorite thing she said the other day, she was like, it's too bad we can't bring that, you know, that portable fryer, that round thing. And I was like, Chris, there's no room for so many things. And she was like, well, I'm not a baby. I get that. I'm not going to cry. And then there was a pause and she goes, one tear. And, so she's given up so much stuff.
Right. Yes.
But she is bummed because she's in enough pain where she can't make this journey with us every time.
Right.
There's nowhere for her to sit. And, we sold some of her stuff. We gave away some of her stuff. We're going on a trip this week to see an old friend and also to go to a wedding. And so we've got a variety of Andy's relatives coming to stay with us. But there's also, like, I really fear that my garden will be, because the tomatoes are coming in. And I'm like, if nobody waters this garden. Anyway, so that is what is called a quality problem. Anyway. But so I'm going to, we're going to go to Albany, New York. We do have, by the way, a half a day when we're not doing anything.
I'm not going to ask.
Well, what I'm saying is that if you send me the address, I can at least try.
Okay.
Yes. I will try and go look for your dead relatives.
I don't know if there's the one thing is the gravestones at Menards Cemetery. But the other thing is, I don't know if it's called Kilmartin Court. I think, okay. but I don't know if it's, is it? Oh, I'll figure it out.
I have to tell you that if it's called Menards Court, I don't think that
Menands, it's a cemetery. It's a cemetery for the Catholic Church that my great, great grandfather helped build, right? In
People
Albany.
Are papists. I forget about that.
So are you, aren't you like Armenian Catholic or something?
No, we're just Armenian. And okay. There's a new art exhibit in Azerbaijan of dead Armenian soldiers from the war.
Ah.
Just all done in miniature with Azerbaijan.
Yeah.
And then supposedly like a couple hundred helmets of Armenian soldiers are being displayed in this museum. It seems super rude.
It's kind of like a victory museum, which seems unnecessary in these troubled times.
So troubled. But so then we're doing that, and then we're going to Cape Cod for a wedding. And then I have 2 days by myself in Boston. And then I'm hooking up with the Brian Regan choo-choo train.
Oh,
and
cool.
We're going to do a couple of gigs in New Hampshire and New Jersey, and then he's flying me home from JFK. So
wait, excuse me. If I remember in the chat, you were complaining about your June and you've got a bunch of Regan.
This is the only week. I have 3 or 4 nights with Regan, which will be amazing. I can't wait to hear the new stuff.
Yeah.
And super fun. And I'm hoping to do some of my new stuff, though I get nervous, you know? I don't want to ever make anyone uncomfortable. I just want to set them up nice, you know?
Yeah. Right.
Like you do.
Yeah.
I heard that, did you hear about this, this lawsuit, to Comedy Central who had a secret, contract?
Scanned it. No, I mean, they've been uninterested in me for so long that I don't give a fuck, but,
So in the contracts, if you have a Comedy Central album, Comedy Central was taking the artist payments directly from Sirius with no accounting to the comics. So several comics.
What do you mean no accounting? Like not telling the comics? Or...
Yeah, and they were essentially passing on the money, but not all of it.
They're taking a little off the top,
they're taking a taste. And so essentially comics have been making 5 or 10 cents on the dollar.
So they should have been making a dollar and they were making, wow. Yeah.
Since 2015.
Whoa, that's a lot of money that they've been skimming.
Yep.
Wow.
Sure is.
So who found out, who figured this out, and how much is it going to cost comics?
I don't know, but this is one of the guys who asked me if I had any albums with them.
Oh.
And because he has a good lawyer. And I was like, right now, every time lawyers are mentioned, I I there's this.
You flinch.
So I flinch a little bit. Yeah. But so that was interesting. And then I'm excited about and I'm lost. I'm so tired. Get this. So I did a set.
Oh, yeah.
I had a flapper set at an 8 o'clock and a 10 o'clock.
Last night?
No, it was Thursday. And the 8 o'clock ran late. And so I showed up and this guy saw me and ran in the other direction. And I could not have happened to a nicer person. That would be me. I'm the nicer person.
That's yes. Me. So you agree to disagree on your friendship, right?
Right. On our 30-year acquaintance.
Now I say hi to this guy. I'm not unhappy.
I'm unhappy to see him, but I do say hi to him because I don't want to deal.
Yeah.
And but it was nice. It was a weird lineup, and then. It was, what is Shantae's last name? Do you remember her?
Wayans?
I don't know that. Okay, I'm wrong. It's all a blur. Josh is listening. He'll remember.
Okay.
And, so the 8 o'clock ran late. Mm-hmm. So it was supposed to end at 10 and it ended at like, it was supposed to end at 9:30 for a 10 o'clock show. And it ended at like 10. So we had to turn it over so that, the 10 started at 10:40 and I was up in the middle and it was a benefit for Planned Parenthood. And we had driven up and down to Visalia that day and loaded lots and lots of boxes. And so I went into the back of Flappers, laid down on one of those benches and fell asleep. Yeah. And I woke up to hear the MC go at Mary Kennedy. And I was right after Mary Kennedy. So I pop up and the MC runs over and she's like, I've been looking for you. So it was, I went up and I got to try some new stuff and that was fun.
That's what Jim Gaffigan once said about New York, like New York, just doing spots and spots and spots. You want to get to the point where if you are asleep and someone wakes you up, you can immediately go into your act and do well.
Well, then I have the Jim Gaffigan seal of approval. I've always wanted. I like that guy.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, yeah. But I also did a Zoom show for Lady to Lady. That was fun, which I didn't know. I didn't really do it because I was driving back from Visalia. And
I was about to call you out. I have gotten this story from Brandy.
Oh no, you're a story, Jackie.
Uh-huh. Well, I was gonna do my set from the car, and I tried, but I was in the grapevine.
Uh-huh.
I lost the Zoom connection, but luckily I had gotten Maria to sub for me. But Maria put the link in Twitter. So
both
10 of people showed up. Some of them stayed and some of them had a good time, but some of them Zoom bombed.
And of course, I
also did the Barkley. I did Vance's show at the Barkley.
Cool.
There were people there eating the food, Lori.
It is a restaurant, Jacqueline.
I know, but usually it's just career drunks at the bar. But there was like about 25 people at tables ordering. And I've tried, because that restaurant is beautiful. It looks like an awesome place where dirtbags have eaten steaks for, 100 years. And instead, they make a terrible club. But maybe the food's better. Maybe they've had a
regroup. Jackie, what did the Barkley ever do to you?
They served me a shitty club.
I thought you meant you said club sandwich. I thought you meant they make a terrible comedy club.
No, though, the Lyric Hyperion is now a comedy club. Did you see that?
Yeah, it's California Comedy Club. Yes.
California, and I did that last night.
I was supposed to do it, and they couldn't open that weekend because they hadn't gotten their liquor license yet. And I've yet to make my debut at California Comedy Club.
And one of the owners, Maria told me, is used to own the Good Good in Philly. And they were super nice.
Yeah. It's the New York Comedy Club guys from New York as well. So I didn't know that Good Good was a part of that. That's cool.
I, I showed up.
So excellent. My, excellent.
And they did it like New York. They did it like a New York way. I haven't been paid yet, by the way. Oh, wait. So I got to remember to.
Oh, they're going to Venmo you. What do you mean they do it like New York?
They do it like New York where they tell you your set time.
If that could happen here in LA, that would be amazing.
That would be so great.
I don't understand why that's not a common thing. And right, comic, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, the improv and the store they do, but at other time it's like the show starts at 7 and you only get there and you go, I'm up in 3 hours. Okay.
Right. Exactly. And so I zoom in at 9:01, my set's at 9:15, right?
Yes. Now you're a New York comic. That's how you actually could have held out till 9:10 and texted them that you're on the way.
Well, and whoever was supposed to go before me didn't show.
Oh.
So they were. So I park illegally because I think I landed at the, because she texted me while I was driving there and she was like, how close are you? The guy's not here yet. And I was like, well, I'm at the stoplight. You're so loud.
Me?
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, guys.
No, it's okay. It's I parked in a red zone right around, you know how the Lyric Hyperion has such terrible parking.
It's the worst.
You just have to plan. And if you're if you're zooming in, you're coming in hot. So I park and there's a guy just walking, just an older guy.
Yeah.
And he goes, that's illegal. And I said, yes, I'm parked illegally. and then I stared at each other and I was like, living it up. And then I walk away from him and I walk into the patio at the Lyric and all three are there, Christine, who's managing, and the owners. And I was like, I am parked illegally right there. There was a guy who had a problem with that. And the woman owns it goes, yeah, he had a problem with our street sign, our sandwich board. So she said, and that's my parking spot. So take it. And, and then they said, can you go up in 4 minutes? And I said, yes, I can. And I didn't get to try my brand new joke, but I did try my Dune joke, which did not work. Mm. The night before when I woke up at Flappers and tried it, it worked pretty well. It had at least three people. It's brand new. So it needs some work. So I have a Dune joke and a Lord of the Rings reference. I have two references that are literally for six people in the audience, but eventually it might be 60. We don't know.
Listen, I have a reference to Armenians, and I'm like, why am I falling in love with this joke? It's not going to travel outside of Southern California, so I need to come up with a substitute. But
how about Italians?
Guess what? No, there's no subbing for Armenians, Jackie, and that's a credit to your people.
It's so beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
It's a credit to your people.
It really is.
I was going to say. If I had been by myself in Spain, I definitely would have tried to do some comedy because I think there is like, there's a Barcelona comedy Facebook page that I joined, but you know, when you're with other people and it's family, we had to wait for everyone to wake up, you know, and the other thing, that siesta shit is real. Like the country, everything closes for 3 to 4 hours, and we kept our sleep was so off that we would wake up at 2 when all the restaurants would close.
Yeah,
and it was comic because we kept driving to places, and they'd be like, "No."
No
but there,
no
you guys food. Are all there. I see you there.
Yeah,
the chef's there.
They do that in France as well. They close in the middle of the afternoon, and everybody just regroups for dinner, and then it goes late.
It late does go
into
late
the night, and I don't. I have to lie down.
By the time we were at the beach place, we had fallen into their lifestyle, but, and we kept trying to eat at this one place called Tama. I don't know. Tama and there's something else, but, we kept going and then they're like, okay, we'll come back at 8, you know, we'll start serving at 8, dinner at 8. Like we went there at 5. Why isn't this in your window? Yeah, it's a beach, you know. We get there like at 8:30. We don't want to be like right there. And so we get there at 8:30 and no food. The waiter didn't come and the chef isn't. It's like, what?
Did you go to a grocery store?
You guys running a business. What? But you know what?
Any grocery stores or
anything? Oh, we did. Oh, yeah, okay. We did a lot of grocery stores. Here's the thing: if you're they're getting their health insurance and they're, you know, certain basic needs are being met, so you don't have to work 80 hours a week to you know cover
it's
your
not
ass.
America. It is not the United
States.
It isn't,
and I could absolutely get used to it. I mean, I have definitely been brainwashed by this country, and I'm willing to be.
Oh, I've seen that. I've seen that.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you're.
What do you mean? I'll say it about myself, but how dare you insult me?
I'm gonna tell you that you are in the cult of achievement, Lori Cation. What? I am so tired.
I'm tired too. I'm still like.
When did you get back?
I got back yesterday afternoon, right?
Oh my gosh!
And then I did Women Crush Wednesday, but Marcella's show is on Saturday now. So I she texted me about it. And I'm like, I'll try to make it. And
did you do it?
I did do it, but it was first of all. So I get there, and one of the other women on the show was Bianca Cristoval, and she also flew in from Spain that day. So we went back to back, and she was much fresher faced than I was, but she was also in Ibiza, which is like an island right off Spain, which it sounded like a much more relaxing
right. She was,
vacation
she
was, than I had, yeah. But also because we were routed through Copenhagen, actually flew from Copenhagen yesterday, but all last night at the improv, I was thinking, I was in Denmark this morning. This is so fucking weird, you know?
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. And because we flew in and out of Denmark, I guess when you hit the EU, the first country you go to is where you get your passport stamped. So we don't even have Spain on our passports. It's
okay.
It's all Denmark. I do have new derogatory jokes about the Danes based on their insistence on getting off the plane as quickly as possible, despite that they're behind me or behind. They push people out of the way. And they just look forward and they just march to their destination. The Americans, we're used to like letting the row ahead of you go. You know, it's like, you just, where are you going? And they're not making, believe me,
connections. No one's,
they're not making connections because at LAX, fucking nightmare, by the way, everything I hear is wrong, is right. Even if like people are connecting to go to Mexico City and stuff, but they have a ton of time because you have to get your bags out of baggage and then go back through it. Like, won't even check bags. It was really shitty. I mean, you fly to LAX, you got to take a bus with all your stuff to a different location, and that's where you catch an Uber or taxi. And the Ubers were running $200.
Yeah.
The taxi was $91 plus tip. Mm-hmm. So taxi is about half price of the Uber. And I don't know why people would take an Uber because the taxis are right there.
Yeah.
But, you know, what an embarrassing airport for such a large city in the wealthiest state in the country. You know, just... bad. Like, fly into San Francisco and drive down. That's what I would say. If you're international.
It's there is definitely a trick to negotiating LAX. And yes, always take the cabs. Just take the cab.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Lyft and Uber are much, much more expensive now than the cabs. But it's always $100 now. For a while, it was like $60, and then you could tip $40, and everybody won. But now it's $100, and you're like, "All right, well, let me find $40."
So that's $200. That's $200 off your week right there. That doesn't even count for your travel, you know?
No, it doesn't. And I've had two clubs offer me $300 for travel, and I was like,
"No,
hey guys, I'm going to need at least five, and probably eight."
Yeah. My tickets to Spain were $100 more, my round trip, than my round trip to Cincinnati in July.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, so you know, JT is doing Haberstadt. Anyway,
JT Haberstadt, yes.
That's it. So he works with Eddie Pepitone a lot, and he has a little comedy festival in Austin that he does. It's just a small weekend. It's, you know, he puts it on himself. He loves it. And he asked me if I would come in for the Thursday. and work with Eddie Pepitone and James Adomian.
Oh, cool.
And those are two guys. I mean, essentially, I, to some extent, I feel like I'm the same person as those two people. Like, the three of us are like the same comic.
I would say you're the Republican of the three of you, and you're very likely.
Because of how, well, I think that Pepitone's an anarchist.
And, he's a chaos agent, for sure.
He's an agent of chaos. And then, but Adomian, yeah, a very Bernie libertarian kind of.
Yeah.
So,
well, no, I don't know libertarian, because that seems a little more, I don't know, but those are definitions.
But they're everybody's, I mean, we're pretty, but I feel, I don't know. I don't know. I'm the Republican.
Of the three of them? Yes, for sure. Yeah.
All right. That hurts.
I'm just saying they're so far left. Yeah. I love them too. And I love their politics, you know.
Yeah.
And, Adam more, because I think he actually participates in the political process. And I think Ed's just like, it's a mess. He doesn't even dip into it. Well, representing him, so I shouldn't even say that.
So who knows? Let's take a break and get back. When we come back, let's talk about Austin, Texas.
Okay.
Hey, it's John Moe. Join me on Depresh Mode for conversations on how mental health shapes our life. This week, David Sedaris with stories of his late father that he's finally willing to tell.
I think there's a difference between, you know, a good person and a good character. Like, he was a good character, my boyfriend Hugh. And my father was another one of those people. He was a really good character, but he wasn't a good person.
Depression Mode with John Moe, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Jackie Cation here. You're listening to the Jackie and Laurie Show, of course. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well with dinners that work for you, not the other way around. Get it? Anyway, but Green Chef, there's premium ingredients and sustainably sourced seafood, so you can feel great about what you're eating and how it got to your table. Green Chef saves you time by cutting down on weekly meal planning, prepping, and grocery shopping, because they send you everything. The one that I'm excited about that I just saw is a curried paneer, and they do a riced cauliflower with peas and like a cilantro or lime creme fraiche kind of thing.
I liked rice cauliflower when someone else does it. I can't do it myself, but I love it when Green Chef does it.
Exactly. And they do it. And I said do. Yeah. So, but here's the scoop is, but you get everything in portions that are workable. And all you have to do is combine it. It is genuinely idiot proof. And it's always something I'm not going to make myself. So it's kind of exciting to just try it for things when I want to sort of jumpstart what I want to eat that isn't the same six things that I make all the time.
Right.
So, and this thing is keto friendly. I'm not. I don't dislike keto. Anyway, go to greenchef.com/JackieLaurie130 and use the code JackieLaurie130 to get $130 off plus free shipping. greenchef.com/JackieLaurie130. And the code is JackieLaurie130 and get $130 off plus free shipping.
Heck yeah. You have probably heard about microdosing. If not, just know that all sorts of people are microdosing daily to feel healthier and perform better. Our show today is sponsored by Microdose Gummies. Microdose Gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you just feel the right amount of good. Microdose and the concept of microdosing is commonly associated with psychedelics, wellness, performance enhancement, creativity. Benefits include a creative boost, enjoying the moment, sleep, a reduction in pain, a reduction in anxiety, and you can recover easier from a workout. So please read verbatim. Microdose is available nationwide. To learn more about microdosing THC, go to microdose.com. Oh my God, they got the URL. Microdose.com.
Impressive.
Use the code Jackie Laurie to get free shipping and 30% off your first order. Links can be found in the show description. But again, that's microdose.com/ and code Jackie Laurie. I took some on the way to Spain, and then I was afraid that they would be confiscated like they were in Canada. So I just when I just gave them to, you know, anyone who wanted them.
Not your kid.
No, he didn't want him. He's straight edge. He's a bore. But yeah, so I passed him out, and they all went into tummies before we had to go through customs. But yeah, I love them, and they helped me sleep. It was great.
But before we talk about Austin, Texas, let's talk about our comic of the week. I can't believe she's never been a comic of the week.
I know. We've had that discussion frequently, the past couple of comics of the week. Liz Glazer, who is super funny. She was on show with me last night. And she is the voice twin to Marion Grodin, in my opinion.
I don't know Marion Grodin.
I know, and she probably doesn't either, and they'll probably never meet. But I was like, where that cadence and that kind of like tones in her voice? I was like, oh, Mary Gordon. She's very funny.
Yeah, Liz Glazer. Yeah. What's her handle?
I think it's Liz Glazer. Elizabeth Glazer. And it's all Z's.
All Z's. Oh, Glazer's with a Z as well.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and she's also an attorney. Like, you can kind of tell, like, oh, this, you know, she's like very articulate, and she's presenting each joke, you know, as a case almost. But it's very like kind of forensic. I like that style. It's not like a laid back style, which is super popular now, which is fine. I like it too, but I love it. It was very sort of aggressive joke writing and telling, which I really liked.
There's been, there were so many comics up at Flappers over the last week, and it was such a joy to see everybody working different stuff. Though after I fell asleep on Thursday, sure. I have to say that when, after my set, I ran into Kimberly Clark and I was like, are you next? And she goes, yeah. And I said, I respect your work. I'm not staying. I have to go lie down.
You gotta go. You gotta sleep.
I had to sleep. But so Austin, Texas. So JT asked me to do this. It's just one Thursday in October. And I did Creek in the Cave a year ago, June. Mm-hmm. And so after Moon Tower, which I believe was in June.
April.
So sorry, April. I pinged Rebecca and I was like, hey, can I come back? And she's like, for sure. And I was like, well, here's my agent, and I hope that you guys can figure it out. And then JT offered me this thing in October. And so I'm like, hey, that's not going to screw with, it's not too close, is it? Is it all right? Sort of like Fort Collins and Denver. Mm-hmm. And I think she went on vacation, and so she hasn't responded to me. And so both him and myself and my agent have all tried to get a hold of her to make sure it was cool. And then I realized, no answer is an answer. She doesn't give a damn. It can't possibly matter. It's one night. I'm doing 20 minutes.
Yeah, right.
And so, and Jade, 30, maybe 30. And it's just one Thursday in October. So it's going to be fine. So I'm flying in. And so I am flying in on Southwest, and Southwest delayed my luggage one time. Uh-huh. And so I was like, where's my luggage? And they said, it's coming on the next flight. If you come back and pick it up instead of having us send it to you, we'll give you a voucher for a flight. And I feel so smart. And it was Burbank. So I just came back and they gave me a $150 voucher.
That's not enough. Like, they should have given you more.
Yeah, but it was enough to shave off some of the cost of taking Southwest to Austin in October.
But Jackie, you were coming back all the way from your home in Long Beach. That's what you tell them next time.
Right. I live at the dog park. So we have two dogs and a cat now. I haven't lived with a cat since I had a roommate who had a cat in like
Jackie, 90. Your life has changed so much. It's
fundamentally
hilarious.
Funda.
You know, here's the thing. Let me just tell you, as someone who talks about her son.
That. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is you can love somebody and they can still invade your privacy because they exist in your space, and both things are true.
Both things
are
true.
So, you know, yeah. You're not being anti anybody by pointing out that your life has changed a lot and it's different for you. You're used to one way, and now it's another way indefinitely. We don't know how long. Yes.
We don't know how long.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Right. And what I was telling her, you were in Spain and we were watching a travel thing about the Mediterranean. And she was like, I would like to go on one of those, but she's 76. And to get her to the Mediterranean is, I think, the greatest, you know, she's got, and if we can do pain management and figure out how, you know, how to do, it turns out she's got freaking gold standard insurance though.
She's got
original Medicare, Medicare Advanced, which is what we're going to have, has been slightly gutted.
Fuck.
Yep. Even though they called it Advanced, Lori, they might be lying. And then, because I called Medicare and they were like, which Medicare does she have? And then the woman goes, and I hope it's original. And I said, I don't know. I will find out. And then
I didn't know this. I guess my mom must have had that too then, because she's older than your mother-in-law. So.
Yeah, yeah. And then she has a Blue Shield Anthem PPO.
Yeah, you gotta get a backup to
Oh yeah, because it's welcome to America. It's not great.
Even when you're 80, you still gotta be paying for some kind of health insurance.
Yeah.
It fucking sucks.
It's not great. But taking two dogs for a walk though has been kind of crazy. I've decided to just take them one at a time. They're little dogs. They're not going that far. It's getting me more exercise. I could lose weight. It could happen. We don't know. The eating has continued. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, the eating always continues. I gained, I ate a lot.
Was it amazing? Was the food amazing?
Yeah, it was good. And I drank a lot more than I usually drink. I didn't work out. I didn't. Yeah. Again, I brought my stuff and I'm like, because part of me is like, I want to swim in the Olympic pool because Barcelona, the 92 Olympics were in Barcelona. And it's an incredible pool. But I was like, so I'm going to take the car on a day. I'm going to drive an hour to Barcelona, swim, then drive back. And that's like 5 hours that I'm gone. I don't have the car. So they're stuck. You know what I mean? It's just like, you can't do it on a family vacation.
Right.
You know what?
Did you swim in the Mediterranean? Did you swim?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And was it was great? So fun. I was like, oh, I could get into open water swimming. I see it now. It was so fun because, like, the waves were, it was wavy, but it wasn't crazy. Like, it wasn't the best body surfing. Like, California does have better body surfing, but at least at this beach. But it was something where I would be swimming freestyle, and then all of a sudden I'd be up on the top of a wave, and then I'd be dropping in the air down, and I'm like, oh, and I'm back in the pool, air in the water again. It made me laugh when I was swimming because it was so wild and unpredictable. I could see, you know, with my I had my goggles on, I could see the bottom. You know, it was cool. Hey, one of our recent comics of the week, Andrea Jin, I think she just won the Juno Award in Canada. She won some crazy huge award.
What?
I think it's the Juno. Yeah. Awesome. Whatever. I'm not really sure. And I'm looking it up and I think she is a Juno. Anyway, she's just wanted to, you know, I'm sure we had no influence on her winning. I hate to take credit for it. But congrats to her.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
So if anybody does want to come and see me, I got a weekend in at the Punchline at the end of August, and you should all.
Definitely. But well, I mean, it's hard to.
I've already sold a couple of tickets, but I need to sell hundreds of tickets.
Sure. Once we get towards August, that's when people, you know.
Right.
And it's the end of August, so kids will be back in school, so no one's going to be on vacation. That's really good.
Yeah. So, but this week, starting the 23rd, like I'm opening for Brian Regan, which is an amazing show. Mm-hmm. And I'll be doing 15 to 20s, and it's, Hampton, New Hampshire, and then Medford, Massachusetts, and then Red Bank, New Jersey. Yeah. Three nights.
So, that's cool. If you are in LA this week, I will be opening for Gary Goleman at Largo on the 15th, which I believe is Wednesday. So That's it very is. Exciting. I can't wait to see his set. And I love Largo. And I feel like, you know, he's got a really smart crowd, and it'll be fun to hopefully I can get a spot or two before then. I didn't have much happening this month in terms of paid work, you know, and then I had one thing that canceled this festival that I was supposed to do that paid really well for one night. And it canceled. So and I spent money, and even though Spain is relatively cheap, it's, you know, you're still spending, you know, we're all.
That's real money.
Or people eating. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm in a deficit this month. July 7th and 8th and 9th, I'm in Cincinnati at Go Bananas. I'm about to make a promo video for it. I'm going to use an email that one of my haters sent me telling me I shouldn't come to Cincinnati because.
I only have 1 week booked in July too.
Oh.
So it's, I like, you know, and the thing is on my vision board, I wanted to do sort of like more, like I wanted to 2 weeks out and 2 weeks home. So I'm going to need another week in July.
Yeah.
But but I'm in Acme. I'm doing Minneapolis in July, the week of our birthdays, I think.
Cool.
And, but August is, I have 2 weeks. I'm doing Denver and then San Francisco. And so, but I, yeah, I'm hoping to.
Yeah. July is pretty packed for me.
And I did that Mama Shelter thing in LA again.
Is that the one upstairs? It's a rooftop. Not upstairs, rooftop.
It was really, it was more lightly attended because I think it was Memorial Day weekend, maybe. But I forget what the reason was. But it was really fun, and it and they have figured out sort of the parking situation. I didn't do it right, but next time I will. Yeah. And I'm back doing it in July, and I'm psyched about my new material. I've got a driving joke that I didn't get to try last night, but I'm pretty psyched about because I've been doing so much driving.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We've spent so much money on gas.
But you're done. Thank God you're done. How many? It's like 3 hours each way?
Each way. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then 2 hours of packing and packing.
So
and then,
is her stuff in a storage unit?
No, it's in our garage. Our garage is a storage unit. We would like our garage back, and we will figure it out. But as of, you know, I mean, right now, there's a lot of boxes, a lot of stuff just, and it'll all work out. We had a couple of good days. I'm the only one who's had a couple of meltdowns. So,
but you know, you're loud. I mean, it's like I said, it's hard. And, you know, she's not your mother even, you know,
thought she would have had the meltdowns just because her life has changed more than ours.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, that those might be coming. It's really like, I always thought of with my mom, like she ended up in this little 8x8 room. You know, she came from a house and she ended up in this little room with us, but you know, it's really hard to, you know, your partner is gone, right? They died. So you got that going on. And then you're in someone else's house and you can make it feel as much home as possible, but it's not it's someone else's house. And
I got the TVs working like mad though.
Good.
So she's got this giant, remember our house is small. She has a 65-inch television. I am actually in show business. I'm in the TV. I'm like, okay, my head is actually smaller than the people on the stamp thing. And then in her room, I set up our old TV, which is plenty big. It's a 40-inch television.
Yeah.
But I've got And we're getting YouTube TV, which is all sort of basic.
It's like
$65 a month.
Yeah, it's mostly everything then, right?
Yeah, it's mostly everything. And then I've also logged in, so we've got, you know, Netflix and HBO Max,
Apple Plus,
and Prime. We don't have any Apple Plus. but we have Paramount.
Hey, Apple has some really good stuff. I'm just saying, as in terms of like entertaining somebody, like an older person, Apple's got some really great stuff.
Well, the reason we put the TV in her room,
yeah,
is because she has a dream and it involves the Bold and the Beautiful and the Young and the Restless. And I have a dream and it's never watching those.
I didn't even know those were still on the air. Wow. Oh my God.
Yeah. And so, and Andy, if a TV is on, he will stop and get, so like, he just like falls into it.
Well, and also you, so
he was telling me something.
Yeah. Your mother-in-law's not a Trump supporter.
No.
See, to me, you're ahead of the game as far as
head of the game. Head of the game. She's,
you won. Yeah.
She's a liberal. She is. That my favorite line was that thing about how there's a gay senior center, and she was like, "Does it have to be gay?" I'm not interested in a gay senior center. Like, well, it is LA. A regular senior center isn't going to be mean to you.
Yeah.
So, So I don't know. We'll figure it out. 45 minutes. Let's take a break.
Hi, I'm Jesse Thorne, the founder of Maximum Fun, and I have a special announcement. I'm no longer embarrassed by my brother, and me. You know, for years, each new episode of this supposed advice show was a fresh insult, a depraved jumble of erection jokes, ghost humor, and frankly, this is for the best, very little actionable advice. But now, as they enter their twilight years, I'm as surprised as anyone to admit that it's gotten kind of good. Justin, Travis, and Griffin's witticisms are more refined, like a humor column in a fancy magazine. And they hardly ever say bazinga anymore. So, after you've completely finished listening to every single one of all of our other shows, why not join the McElroy Brothers every week for My Brother, and Me?
All right. Now we have 15 minutes, Lori.
Here's the thing. Like, our generation of comics, our parents are starting to fall apart, you know?
Oh, totally.
And it's hard. Like, we got to have decades of freedom, relative freedom, you know? And it's hard to, like, contract like that, you know? And, I mean, in terms of, you have to take care of somebody, you have to worry something. If you're going to go on the road, you're going on the road. You're not, you know, unless you had a kid.
Changing your life. Because
And like,
yeah,
right. And figuring out, oh, how's this person going to be taken care of while I do this gig? Oh, that's going to cost me this much. It's like, ooh, like Charmy was as much as a plane ticket to Spain, you know, and that was still pretty affordable for LA, you know, the LA area. But I picked her up today and I thought she was going to be bananas, but she's actually kind of subdued, which is interesting. I was like, was she depressed? Because she was there 16 days, 17 days. So that's the only time she's ever been away from us, you know?
Yeah.
And I wonder, like, the whole time we're like, she doesn't know we're coming back, you know? She doesn't know what's going on.
Nope.
So I guess now she'll know, oh, when they put me there, you know, they're coming back, I guess. But was she depressed?
She's chiming in. Yeah.
She's like, bitch, you were gone too long.
Yeah. Tyson is psyched because Tyson's a social animal, and that's the other dog, right? And he's never been, but he's a country mouse. He's never been a dog that's been walked. He's always just had a giant yard.
Do you want me to? I can shut another door to block the noise.
He's really going to town. I thought.
Okay,
yeah, go for it.
Just a sec. Okay.
Stop.
Yeah. What the heck?
Yeah. Hey.
Let's talk about Lori.
Yeah. I love dog talk.
It's dog talk. Hello and welcome to dog talk.
Do you think you'll get a storage unit?
We might get a storage unit.
Real game changer for us.
Was it?
Yeah.
And I've never wanted a storage unit because it just feels like if I'm not using an item, bring it to the Goodwill.
I know.
You know, because there's a shortage of, I took a bunch of stuff to the Salvation Army yesterday because the Goodwill was closed. And there was a woman who was like, are you giving this stuff to the Salvation Army? And I said, I am. And she said, can I have it? I said, yes. I don't need a receipt. It'll be fine.
What is she? It's weird because I give stuff away on Craigslist a lot.
Right. You know? Do that thing, right?
I just post it and I will, you know, yeah, I've given a lot of stuff. Like when I got a different radio for my mom's car, like I took the factory install out, mm-hmm. and I hate to throw things away.
Yeah.
You know, especially you're like, there's so many people here that tinker with stuff or you don't know. And I just put it on Craigslist for free. Someone wanted it and came and got it the next day. So I did that with a lot of stuff.
Oh my gosh. Laura House took our couch, right?
Oh.
Because we had to get rid of our couch because we had to do this big chair.
Yeah.
And we just bought the couch and she just moved back from Texas and needed a couch.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it's in our garage right now. You should get it before any sort of wildlife gets to it in our garage. Mm-hmm. And there is an app called Lug, L-U-G-G, who will lug things around for you.
Oh.
So we hired, like when we moved her last Saturday, a week ago Saturday, we hired two guys in Exeter to fill the truck, the U-Haul. And then I hired two guys on Lug to unfill the truck. It was great.
And cheaper than movers, like official movers?
I think so. It was like 2 hours on either end, and it was probably, I think it was $200 or $300 on either end. So it was not cheap. But it wasn't bad, right?
Yeah.
It seemed fair.
Sure.
Because I didn't have to do it.
Sure.
And I was like, allow me to tip, because thank you, gentlemen. But the weird thing about Lug is that it's, you work with a person who you don't know. They are just assigned, they're on the app. So those are the two guys, yeah, who showed up to unload our truck had never met each other.
Oh, okay.
So they had never worked together before.
Hmm.
And so that was kind of interesting. L-U-G-G. And so I found out about it because Laura House hired two guys,
mm-hmm.
to come and pick up the couch and bring it to her place.
Oh.
How crazy cool is that? Yeah. And then while they were here, I was like, if I give you guys $20 each, can you carry this giant, very heavy filing cabinet into a place? And they're like, yes, yes, we can. And I was like, all right.
I brought my air purifier to Spain, you know. And I'm so mad. Like, I also got a bunch of cheap little plugs to, you know, where I could plug a North American outlet and then
convert,
plug it into European rent. And the first night I plugged it in at this hostel that we all stayed in Barcelona, that was kind of fun. It was like two beds and just we were all there. And it shorted out and like when it exploded and we lost electricity. Yeah. Yeah. So then I was like, well, you know, maybe I can get it fixed. So I lugged it around Spain the entire 2 weeks, this broken air purifier. And then I called someone today and he's like, well, my minimum charge is $60. And that's about the price of the air purifier. So I was like, all right, fuck it. Money, whatever.
My mother-in-law brought a very nice air purifier.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We have two of these.
Okay.
So if you need more air purifiers, we've got lots. And I also have one of those square ones. I went to the dentist yesterday and everybody's still wearing masks and they still have air purifiers in every room. And it was great.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, you know, when I was at the Improv last night, not to isolate the Improv because it's every,
where you work. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I 2 weeks ago when I was doing spots before I went to Spain, hardly anyone's wearing masks, like the comics, mm-hmm. you know? I know you aren't either.
No, I'm not. I'm mostly wearing masks I did at Flappers the other night because the green room is so small.
Yeah.
And we were all packed in like cordwood. And I was like, you guys, I can't face it. And now Chris's 76. She doesn't need me to bring her a cold or anything.
I know. People are, it's back big time. And mm-hmm. comics we know have gotten it that have posted on Twitter about it. And I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to, you know, wear a mask on stage, but it, it, leading to the stage and exiting the stage. I wish more comics were wearing masks, because I know you fuckers don't have health insurance. Or if you do, it's not going to cover long COVID. Because probably it's going to be such a big problem that every health insurance company is going to try to figure out a way to get out of it. Like, no one, this is a total DIY health thing, is wearing a mask when you're off stage to protect your career.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not, it's not rocket science. It's, the Central Valley is not wearing masks, but some people are. And it's been interesting.
Yeah.
Seeing people wear masks and nobody giving anybody guff.
I didn't get it. And no one said anything to me. And I mean, I wore it if they were optional on the plane, and we all wore them. No one said anything, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. There seems to be no guff, and everybody's just, you know, if there's any judgment, it's nobody's. So where was I? I was at a Starbucks on one of the trips up there. So off the 5, and there was a kid wearing a mask and a t-shirt with that quote from that old woman in Ukraine: put these seeds in your pocket so that when we kill you, something beautiful will come out of your corpse.
Sunflowers or something.
He was like 15 years old.
I love
and
it.
And he was wearing that Ukraine lady's quote on the back, and he was too far ahead of me for me to go, "Hey man, I love your shirt." And but it's such a trip.
I brought my Fire Stick to Spain. And
what's a Fire Stick again? Oh wait,
it's Amazon, basically.
TV.
My part of my son's memories of Spain are watching all 5 seasons of Better Call Saul, and I'm like, this is not what I was hoping for, but I don't know. Who knows what everyone's going to do, you know?
Yeah.
I think once we got on their time schedule a little bit more, the first week was so hard, you know.
Yeah. It just took a sec. Yeah.
We would go out a lot more. Yeah.
I want to go. I want to travel again so bad.
Yeah.
Maybe because my mother-in-law just moved in. Not
exactly.
True. But it's like, I definitely, like, I was like, I loved it so. You know, other countries. Yeah. And there's so many places I haven't been.
Right.
And who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? And my body is just a mess. Because with the lifting and the, you know, my hip and my knee have seized up. And and my feet really hurt. And the shoulders got jacked a little bit. And so I gotta do the stretching exercises that give me back my limberness. And I could also not, like today, we ate in Lindsay, California, and they had a special that Andy wanted a hot dog. And I was like, well, there's that special that has, it's a hamburger, a hot dog, a corn dog. And
oh my God.
And fries.
It's called the heart attack. And
it was $9.99.
Oh man.
And so, and an enchilada.
Curveball.
I ate the burger and I took the cornbread. I don't like a corn dog. Some people love it. I love a corn dog. I don't mind either. A hot dog.
Yeah.
But and the hot dog was, Andy picked it up. He's like, little zombie fight. Little looks like a zombie hot dog. He got the pastrami sandwich, which actually was quite nice. And but then we both got shakes and we're both so tired that the last two trips, every half an hour, we had to switch drivers.
Because
we were falling asleep.
Yeah.
And we were listening to books on tape, and the books are good, but you're just like, oh shit. Don't, this is not how I want to, you know, I don't want this. So, but we lived, you guys, we lived.
Spain, I guess it's just the UK that has the driver on the right side of the car. I thought it was Europe too. So I was so relieved when UK and Ireland. But it's they're all stick shifts. I haven't driven a stick shift in like 15 years. And I love it. Once I got into it, I'm like, oh, this is fun. I do
super
love it.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you going to post some pictures or?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I just got a little weirded out by the abortion reaction. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, right. Yeah. The people.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say anything before I went, because I just didn't. Although, you know, a comic stayed at the house, you know, a lot.
I know. I went over.
Oh, that's right. You were there. You guys had a pool party, you and Carmen. That was cool.
Yeah, we had a nice pool party. She made a charcuterie board. It was super cute.
Oh, nice.
Yes, it was a super cute board.
But I know the neighbors noticed that my dog not barking. You know,
they were psyched for 16 days.
They're like, where's that animal?
Well, Tyson is a barker. Very annoying.
I have like an abortion, like one of my picket signs, because I went to a march. I just put it outside and it says abortion is healthcare. And coincidentally, that's when I got a ticket for parking in the red in front of my house. And so I ran out to the cop and he's like, someone called it in. I'm like, one of these motherfuckers doesn't like my abortion sign. I think I told you this, right?
Yeah.
So I ordered a big one on Etsy from this lady in Latvia, and I can't wait because I will bury the neighborhood in abortion signs.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.